Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Busy morning on the airwaves as Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame committee member Dr. Dave Piller joined us for a big announcement.
Big news. Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame is going to be partnering with WGCL and Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse. And on Wednesday, February 7th, coming up, in less than 2 weeks, Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame will be a featured guest in the zone with you and Dave. And we will be at Bobby's Colorado Steakhouse to announce the 2018 class for the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame.
Outstanding. And how many participants have made this year's cut?
This year, just like every other year, we're going to have six athletes with Monroe County roots, then two coaches, and then a humanitarian and a contributor. So really excited for this year's class. You know, I think after being on the committee a couple years now and getting to go through the process, it truly is an amazing process. It starts with, probably 40 or 45 people that have either been nominated or have been uncovered, if you will. You know, you think, look at last year's class, John Adams, the Bloomington High School basketball coach, played on the school's first basketball team in 1911. Well, when you have a committee and a board of folks on the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame, like you do with Joe Smith and Bob Hamill and Lynn Hauser and Kit Klingelhofer, you have the best when it comes to historians, as far as sports in the state of Indiana, certainly in our county, Indiana University, and all those sorts of connections as well. Friday, July 13th, we will be at the Monroe Convention Center yet again. Tickets will be $50 this year, so $50 will get you access to the reception, to a wonderful dinner, and then to really what's a spectacular night of storytelling and honoring those that have made sports history here in Monroe County.
You can find more information about tickets and the event at mickshoff.wordpress.com. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.
Let's go.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Every Friday morning, Terry Stoltz checks in with a preview of our high school game of the week. Tonight, we're on the north side, Franklin Central in Bloomington North.
You talk about just no luck, no breaks for Bloomington North on the year with Jallo and David Morgan not being with them. And then you get the snow, and they're kind of maybe thinking momentum. They beat Seymour. If they turn around the next Friday and can beat Martinsville and then beat Evansville Central, they have a little momentum. They're 6-6 playing Terre Haute South. Well, no, knocked all of that out. Pushed them back for two straight weeks of not having any games. You listen to Chalk Talk tonight, you're going to hear a very pointed Jason Spear. He's locked in. He's pretty much told the kids in no uncertain terms, hey, you know, it's up to you guys. When does some pride kick in? When do you guys decide that you want to play? Like they have in several quarters, but they just can't seem to get over the hump. I tell you what, he's ready to play a game tonight. I'll tell you what, I think we're in for a good one.
When North plays well, they tend to shoot it well, but there's a couple other keys, right?
No, absolutely. I told him, you guys are kind of like IU. You do have some capable shooters, but nothing seems to be falling down. He made one change in the lineup down in Evansville and put Jack Thompson in the starting lineup, and Jack is a shooter. Without a doubt, he's had a couple of really good games as the sixth man in wins. Been most of the losses, he's been, nothing's happened. Well, he had a pretty good game down in Evansville. Their defense isn't bad. For a small team, they rebound well. Two things. They need to start shooting the ball well. And the other thing is turnovers. They've got to take better care of the ball starting tonight.
Bloomington North hosting Franklin Central. Tom McKinney Court on the north side. Terry Stoltz and Jason Spear. Chalk Talk just after 7 o'clock and our tip at 7:30. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.